High School celebrated its 2021 graduates. 67 Bulldoggers seniors crossed the stage in a ceremony that lasted 45 minutes. Valedictorians Tristan Hinkle, Allie Ramos, and Hunter Reese, as well as Kyla Wilden, all addressed the crowd. There were several songs performed by the Dewey Band as well. The threat of rain had given way to a beautiful night for a full stadium of friends and family. Dewey High School Principal Brent Duggar says the night was a personification for the school year itself. We have an archived version of the graduation to watch available on K1TV.com, thanks to Paul Hood and Associates CPAs for providing that sponsorship for the broadcast. Also thanks to Bartnett IP, Arvest Bank, Miller Brothers Propane, Medical Lodges of Dewey, and Farmers Insurance Chris Rainwater Agency. Two briskets and other meats were stolen from a smoker at Dink's Real Pit Barbecue in Bartlesville early Friday morning. Police Captain Jay Hastings said the two individuals, one male and one female, stole two briskets and some other meat from Dink's around 6:30 a.m. on Friday. Screenshots from the video surveillance show the two burglary suspects breaking through the door of the restaurant. Log on to BartlesvilleRadio.com and take a look at these photos. And if you recognize the individuals, you're asked to call police at the non-emergency number. That number is 918-338-4001. News on the air, on the web, on your app, and on Alexa. I'm Tom Davis.
Pretty wild story, selling two briskets from Dink's, or stealing two briskets rather from Dink's, but hopefully they get caught one way or the other. But this is Consumer Calls right here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Phone numbers 918-336-1400, also 1-800-749-5936. And of course, I must say those briskets are pretty good from Dink's. I've had them numerous times, so at least I hope they were able to enjoy them before they get caught, able to cook them up in the old stove and eat them. But like I said, hopefully they do get caught in the very near future. In the meantime, go ahead and run over some of the phone calls we've had here on the program. This is all about items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Someone called in looking for that Coleman camp stove at 918-213-5023. A couple of garage sales taking place, one of which is at 1712 Hilltop Drive. The other one over at 1216 Meadow Drive. Of course, the two others going on around that area as well. Someone called in announcing at the Washington County Republican meeting, of course that's a monthly meeting, taking place at the Crossing on 2nd, downtown Bartlesville, this Monday at 6:30. That is free to the public. Going to have John Ford along with Debbie Cook speaking. Got a Snapper Pro riding lawnmower for sale for $5,600, along with a granite countertop for $900, and a chicken hatch for $25. Phone number there is 918-255-6508. And then someone called in with a sidewalk hedger trimmer for $95, along with a Miller Bobcat welding generator for $3,000, along with some pipe, welding steel, and scrap metal. Just kind of go out and make a best offer on that at 918-536-4215. Of course, the time is currently 10:10. Temperature up to 61 degrees. It was first 58 degrees when I walked in the Osage Casino Studios today, so temperature is slowly but surely rising. And of course, those clouds are going to be sticking around throughout the rest of the day. I got some rain in the overnight hours. Going to be getting some more rain as the day progresses. Just kind of looking at the Tri-County Tech Interactive Weather Radar at the moment. Those rain showers that we got overnight have since moved out and kind of dissipated into northeast Oklahoma, far northeastern Oklahoma and northwestern Arkansas. And some of those storms starting to develop back to the west earlier, kind of starting to dissipate a little bit as we look. They were over in Kay County, but kind of falling apart a little bit, so that's good to see. Like I said, those garage sales were going to be open until the rain hit around 2 or 3 o'clock, so that rain dissipating, they might be able to stay open until 2 or 3. That would be nice, but certainly go over there and check those garage sales out before the best things get picked out, if you will. But go ahead and take a quick phone call here, as we've got open phone lines at 918-336-1400 with any of your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away here on this Saturday morning.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Tune in at 9:30 on the first and third Mondays when Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. On the second and fourth Mondays, listen in to hear important information about city government when representatives from the city will be in for City Matters. Tuesday at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday of the month at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will be in to talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45 for information about Bartlesville Entertainment. On the second Wednesday, Regent Bank will be in at 9:30 with financial information. Go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese at 9:45 on the second Wednesday. Join K1 Car Talk with Dunch's Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:30, join legislators for Capital Calls presented by Phillips 66. And at 9:45, it's Brew and Buzz with Thad Delbeck. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional exclusively on K1.
Got electronics? Sure, everyone does. When your electronic device goes on the fritz, don't throw it out. Instead, bring it to NBR Electronics. I have the know-how to repair your phones, TVs, mobile devices, sound systems, whatever you may have that's electronic. Just come to us at NBR Electronics, 918-876-2921.
Stop by their new location, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard, bottom floor of the radio station.
Come experience a toot.
Experience a honk, a clack, and a whole lot of this. The world's largest toy museum complex with over 1 million toys.
See all seven of the Beck Museums.
The National BB Gun Museum.
The Harold Bell Wright Museum.
Stearns E. Bear Museum. World of Checkers Museum.
And the Paul Harvey Museum.
The 50s Era Museum.
And the world's largest toy museum in Branson, Missouri.
Over 4,000 dolls, model trains, and more. Over 26,000 square feet in two buildings. The world's largest toy museum complex. Call 417-332-1499.
And you're listening to Consumer Calls right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Current time is 10:13. Of course, those phone numbers to call into Consumer Calls today, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. With any of your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, a few things we don't accept, they do include business advertising, licensed hunting vehicles along with real estate, guns and ammunition, and news bedding such as mattresses and box springs. Of course, I did mention this earlier, but I want to mention it again. If you missed that Dewey High School graduation last night, you can go back and listen to it at K1TV.com, along with that Puska graduation at KPGMTV.com as well. And, of course, coming up later today at 12:30 p.m., we do have the Copan graduation. Of course, that is going to be replayed from last night, so don't be going out to Copan to try to watch it, because, once again, that will be the replayed version from last night's audio, if you will. But congratulations to all the graduates out there. Of course, we've got more graduations coming up next weekend. Had a few last weekend with the Wesleyan Christian School. I know Bartlesville's coming up this next weekend, along with Nowata and a few others as well. Also, Barnesdall graduated Thursday night, so congratulations to all the Panthers out there as well. Here in just a second, go ahead and go over some of the other phone calls we've had on the show thus far, including a couple garage sales at 1216 Meadow Drive, also 1712 Hilltop Drive. Of course, as someone called in telling about the Snapper Pro riding lawnmower, selling that for $5,600. Also, those granite countertops for $900. And the chicken hatcher for $25 at 918-255-6508. Also, someone called in with that Hammond organ for sale for $40. Also, the four-star silverware for $40. Phone number there, 918-336-0315. That silverware is still in the original box, by the way, from the 1950s. Someone also looking for a Coleman camp stove at 918-213-5023. And also someone selling a Miller Bobcat welding generator for $3,000, along with that sidewalk hedging trimmer for $95. And then some pipe, along with the welding steel and scrap metal, just to make a best offer on that, at 918-536-4215. And just to let you know of a few other events going on in and around the listening area coming up. Of course, the Oglesby Cemetery Association, they're going to have two work days before Memorial Day. Volunteers are needed for this on May 22nd and the 29th, beginning at 8 a.m. to help clean up. So you can bring chainsaws along with shovels, trash bags, lawn chairs, and something to drink as well. Again, this is taking place May 22nd and the 29th at the Oglesby Cemetery, needing volunteers to help clean up for Memorial Day. And then, of course, also the Ramona Caney Valley Alumni Reunion. That's going to be held June the 12th. All graduates and those that attended the school are invited to come check this out. Going to have a catered summertime barbecue meal and memories from the past. Of course, a meal is $15. Alumni membership is $5. Registration forms and reminders will be mailed out as well for that. Again, this is going to be held June the 12th. That's an all-alumni reunion there, so anyone is welcome to attend for $15. Alumni membership is $5 as well, so we're going out and check that out. Also, don't forget, in Barnesdall, going to be coming up a Memorial Day weekend, Big Heart Days, going to be taking place that Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun there with a 5K run at 8:30 a.m., a parade at 10:30 a.m. to follow on Main Street. Of course, they're going to have all kinds of games and such going on from 3 until 9, also live music. You can call the Chamber of Commerce down there at 918-847-2202 for more information about that as well. So just a few other events going on in and around the listening area to take part in. As the current time is 10:17. Temperature does remain 61 degrees, cloudy skies, downtown Bartlesville. But some of the rain clouds I was seeing starting to kind of dissipate off to the west, so good thing to see there. But anyhow, go ahead and take a commercial break and back with more of your phone calls right after this.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone only on K1 text.
Mr. Clean Car Wash is open.
We are open for business, and we have a manager special, which is $20, which includes our platinum package with an extra coat of Carnauba wax, a 48-hour rain guarantee. The microfiber towel comes with the free towel. Just come back. If you're not happy with your wash, come back within 48 hours, enter the code on the 5-digit code on the bottom, and you'll get a free bronze wash.
With your safety in mind.
Wiping down the auto sentries after about every two or three people come by, wiping off all the vacuum handles with good bleach and water.
Mr. Clean.
And you're listening to Consumer Calls right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We've got another phone call that we'll go ahead and take here on this Saturday morning. You're on Consumer Calls today. Yes, how you doing today?
Good morning. I have a bunch of flowers I need to separate, so I need some plastic pots or clay pots. I'll take a mixture. If anybody has any extra ones, they can trade me for flowers. Give me a call at 918-440-4946.
All right. So you're looking for some plastic or clay
pots? Yeah, throw away whatever people are doing with them now.
Right.
If they have some stacked up somewhere, give me a call. I'll trade them flowers for it.
And then that phone number is 918-440-4946, correct?
That's correct. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, and have a good day out there.
You too.
Bye. Again, person looking for some plastic or clay pots out there, and they're willing to trade some flowers for that at 918-440-4946. Of course, speaking of gardens and things such as that, if you didn't know, coming up before this program, you do have the Green Country Gardener program from 8 until 9 o'clock in the morning. Also, Tech Talk from 7:30 until 8 as well. Again, that's every Saturday. Of course, Green Country Gardener, hosted by Larry Glass over at the Green Thumb Nursery. So be sure and tune into that if you never have. Learn a lot about the gardening there. Again, that is from 8 until 9 right here on K1. Also, like I said, Tech Talk from 7:30 until 8. So a lot of fun there, as we usually have Charles Miller along with Charles Mall in for that. Just to run through a few other items on the show thus far, as the phone numbers are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Someone called in with that Snapper Pro lawnmower, selling that for $5,600, along with those granite countertops for $900, along with that chicken hatcher for $25. That phone number is 918-255-6508. Someone called in selling a Miller Bobcat welding generator for $3,000, along with that sidewalk hedging trimmer for $95, And then has that pipe, some welding steel, and scrap metal. Just make a best offer on that at 918-536-4215. Washington County Republican Monthly Meeting taking place this Monday at Crossing on 2nd Street. That is free of charge there at 6:30. Also, those garage sales taking place, one of which is 1712 Hilltop Drive, the other one 1216 Meadow Drive. Someone looking for a Coleman camp stove at 918-213-5023. And then, of course, someone selling a Hammond organ as well for $40, along with some silverware, four-star silverware from the 1950s in the original box at 918-336-0315. And most recently, just had someone call in about a minute ago looking for some plastic or clay pots, willing to trade some flowers for that at 918-440-4946. And as I mentioned, those are the calls we've had on the show thus far. Got about 10 minutes left till we get some news from across the state of Oklahoma. Also get a look at the weather with the news partners and News on 6 and Kendall Smith. In the meantime, go ahead and take another quick commercial break here on this Saturday.
Your world is full of technology. And we're here to help you navigate your way through it with Tech Talk, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on K1, the one you trust. Tech Talk is brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village with your hosts, Charles Miller and Charles Mall. Tech Talk, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
The coffee's brewing, the food's a-cookin', and Egbert's is hiring. Now staffing all five Egbert's locations. Egbert's is looking for a wait staff. Cooks, all positions at Egbert's.
Now hiring.
Stop by any of the Egbert's five locations today to fill out an application. Competitive pay, benefits, and work towards bonuses. Now hiring cooks and wait staff at all five Egbert locations.
Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville needs your used vehicle yesterday. The historic high demand for used vehicles has caused Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville to pull the bootstraps up and start buying cars from anyone and everyone. If you drive a 2017 to 2020 year model, your vehicle might be worth as much or more than what you paid for it. Think you're upside down on the 2017 to 2020 model vehicle? Think again.
Think again.
At Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville, your vehicle might be worth as much or more than what you paid for it.
As much or more than what you paid for it.
Everyone says they sell them for less. Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville says, we buy them for more.
We buy them for more.
Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville.
Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville.
Patriot Chevrolet.
Bartlesville. Does not include negative equity from purchase or any finance taxes. Sales price minus rebates. Certain restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. As I mentioned, here in about 5 minutes, we'll get to some news from across the state of Oklahoma. Also, a weather update with our news partner, the News on 6. But in the meantime, continuing on with phone calls at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Neglected to mention that, of course, coming up at 12:30, we do have that Copan graduation. But also later tonight, we do have St. Louis Cardinals baseball for you. Of course, around 6:45 or so, we'll get to pregame coverage, and then at 7:45, we do have first pitch. Of course, the St. Louis, they're taking on the San Diego Padres. Of course, St. Louis so far 23-16 on the year, San Diego 22-17, so that'd be a pretty even matchup there. Of course, St. Louis, like I said, at San Diego, so that'd be a pretty even matchup there. So we'll see how that matchup goes there for the Cards tonight, the second of a three-game set with the Padres, and with that, we'll take another phone call. You're on Consumer Calls today. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a couple of drives to sell today.
All righty.
The first one is a Kenmore electric dryer. It is heavy-duty, triple capacity. It's all white in color for $65. Also got a Whirlpool electric dryer, heavy-duty, triple capacity, white in color for $65. Also, I'm looking for a young lady. If anybody knows the young girl that lived with Dino Williams, if anybody knows Dino, I'd like to speak to her if they know about her, where she might be at. And if anybody's interested in these machines, they can give me a call at 918-327-1821.
All right. Now, you got those. You got the Kenmore electric dryer for $65 and the Whirlpool electric dryer for $65. Of course, both those are heavy-duty, super-capacity light in color. And I didn't catch the last part there, Joe.
Do what?
I didn't catch that last part about the young lady that you're looking for.
The last one is a Whirlpool. Heavy-duty, super-capacity, light in color.
But something about the you're looking for someone, correct?
Yes, yeah, I am. I'm looking for a young lady. Your name was Dino Williams.
Okay.
Call me the same number.
Okay, and 918-327-1821.
Yes, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Have yourself a good day.
Yeah.
All right, bye. And that phone number, of course, 918-327-1821, has a Whirlpool electric dryer for sale for $65. Also, that Kenmore electric dryer for $65. Both of those are heavy duty, super capacity, white in color. Also, looking for someone, if you can help the person out there, again, 918-327-1821 is that phone number. Current time is 10:27. Like I said, about to get to some news from across the state of Oklahoma. In the meantime, just to run through a list of the items, if someone called in looking for some plastic or clay pots, willing to shade flowers for that at 918-440-4946. Also, Sniper Pro riding lawnmower, not been used very much, for $5,600. Also, those granite countertops for $900. Along with that chicken hatcher for $25 at 918-255-6508. Miller Bobcat welding generator for $3,000, along with that sidewalk hedging trimmer for $95. And then some pipe, welding steel, and scrap metal. Just going to take a best offer on that at 918-536-4215. At the Washington County Republican Party monthly meeting, taking place this Monday at 6:30. That is free and taking place at the Crossing on 2nd Street, downtown Bartlesville. Going to have John Ford, along with Debbie Cook, be speaking. Also, you can get a new copy of the U.S. Constitution. A couple garage sales taking place, one at 1712 Hilltop Drive and 1216 Meadow Drive. Person who called in with 1216 Meadow Drive, so there's also a couple garage sales taking place around their neighborhood as well. Someone also called in looking for a Coleman camp stove at 918-213-5023. And someone selling a Hammond organ. It's electric, no pipes, has dark wood, selling that for $40. Also the 4-star silverware from the 1950s, still in the original box. Selling that for $40 as well at 918-336-0315. And as I mentioned, we're about a minute away from getting some news from across the state of Oklahoma, but phone numbers, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, as we're going to be here until noon taking those phone calls here on this Saturday morning. Also here in a little bit and get a weather update from our news partners and News on 6. But looking at the Tri-County Tech Interactive Weather Radar, some of those showers that I thought were going to be coming into the listening area here in the next hour or so have really dissipated and kind of fizzled out. So that's good to see for those people who are having a garage sale today. And of course, if you have a garage sale, haven't called in yet, feel free to do so. Let us know where you're at. Let us know what you may have out there. Let us know how long you're going to be out there, because like I said, those showers kind of dissipating for the time being, which is certainly a good thing to see. Of course, looking out to the west, it's certainly cloudy and going to remain cloudy, but not really seeing any rain clouds, which is a good thing for the moment. But right now, time to get some news from across the state of Oklahoma, and back with more of your phone calls here in about 4 minutes. Thank you for tuning in to K1 on this Saturday morning.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Two men who died Thursday after an explosion at Kerr Dam in Mays County have been identified as subcontractors who work for DEA Smith Drilling in Colorado. Grand River Dam Authority Executive Vice President John Weisgiver says a full investigation is underway.
We're going to be continuing that investigation, which is ongoing as we speak, to determine all aspects of why the event occurred.
He says it could take several weeks. The two men who died were drilling for core samples inside an inspection shaft about 80 feet below the top of the dam when it appears they hit a pocket of methane gas causing the explosion. Deputy State Health Commissioner Keith Reed says there are no plans in Oklahoma to require that children be vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to attend school, even though the Pfizer vaccine is now available to kids ages 12 and up. Reed says he doesn't believe school districts have the authority on their own to require the vaccination.
All that falls under our state guidelines, which are part of the back-to-school requirements that are worked through the health department in conjunction with the with education.
Under the new guidelines, though, he says students who are fully vaccinated and who are exposed to the virus will not have to quarantine for 2 weeks after the exposure. The OSBI is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man at a party in Langston in October of 2018. A fight broke out at the Langston Center and Brandon Dupree was killed. Dupree lived in Tulsa. He traveled to Langston with friends who heard about the party. He was shot in the chest and died at a hospital. Tulsa police say a 14-year-old boy was struck by a vehicle and killed Thursday after he and two other teenagers stole a tip jar from a taco truck and the boy ran into the street. Police say the boy was hit by a black Dodge Charger whose driver did not stop. Cops are looking for that driver. I'm Eric Lycum.
Owning your own business is one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do, but it certainly isn't easy. For nearly 50 years, business owners have been getting the help they need from SCORE. All for free.
My SCORE mentor helped me take the first step.
He helped me create a business plan and helped me implement it.
SCORE mentors are passionate about sharing their expertise to help small businesses achieve success.
I could not have done it alone.
Whether you're a startup or an existing business, SCORE mentors can help you achieve your goals and help your business grow. With more than 12,000 volunteers with real-world business experience, SCORE is ready and willing to help make your dreams come true.
SCORE helped me to make the unimaginable possible, all for free.
Visit SCORE.org to get started today. SCORE, for the life of your business.
The India COVID-19 variant has reached Oklahoma, Beth Myers reports.
Sequencing by the state health department has identified a cluster of 17 recent cases of the India COVID-19 variant in Oklahoma, 13 in Cleveland County. None of the victims had to be hospitalized. The India variant is thought to be more transmissible than the original virus and causes more severe disease. State epidemiologist Jolianne Stone says the presence of variants reinforces the importance of getting tested if you have symptoms, even if you've been vaccinated. She says identifying and tracing new variants is critical to mitigating community transmission of the virus.
Now that relatives have been notified, Ardmore police have released the name of the armed man who was shot and killed April 30th trying to rob a medical marijuana dispensary. 39-year-old Samuel Dollarhide of Denton, Texas, was shot by a store employee who also had a gun. Another suspect, Melissa Love, was arrested outside in a car waiting for Dollarhide. Police say they're still investigating. I'm Eric Lycum.
This is the ONN, the Oklahoma News Network.
And this is Consumer Calls here on K1. We've got a phone call that we'll go ahead and take. You're on Consumer Calls today. How can I help you? Morning.
Yes, I have some cast iron that has been refurbished and redone for sale. I've got skillets. I've got a griddle. And then also, we're going to try again today between 1:30 to open our garage sale back up. And that's at 3124 Yorman Road. And for the skillets or the cast iron, could you please call 580-670-4222.
Okay, so you've got that cast iron skillet there along with the griddle. 580-670-4222 is the phone number. And then where is the garage sale taking place at?
3124 Yorman Road.
3124 Dorman Road. All right.
Yorman. Why?
Oh, Yorman. I'm sorry. Okay, Yorman Road. And I'm going to open up around 1 o'clock, 1 or 1:30.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. All right. Garage sale taking place at the 3124 Yorman Road. Going to open up around 1 or 1:30 or so. Also has a cast iron skillet along with a griddle for sale. Phone number for that is 580-670-4222. Again, having that garage sale start up around 1 or 1:30 at 3124 Yorman Road. And again, like I said, I've been looking at the Tri-County Tech Interactive Weather Radar, and hopefully that rain is going to hold off. But current time is 10:35, temperature is 60 degrees, and let's get a more in-depth look at the weather with our news partner News on 6 and Kendall Smith.
A somewhat stormy Saturday is on the way for us with multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms off and on today, so make sure to have your rain gear close by. Afternoon highs will top out near 80 with a breezy southerly wind. Thunderstorm chances increase this evening and overnight tonight as additional storms develop over the high plains and push east into green country. Overnight lows will dip down near 64, and we'll keep our active and wet weather pattern going as we head into Sunday. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 meteorologist Kendall Smith.
And just kind of echo what Kendall was saying right there, the storm chances may increase as the day progresses, because right now those rain clouds that I was seeing out to the west starting to continue to fizzle out, and I'm not really seeing much in and around the listening area. A few things here and there, but nothing certainly too bad. Maybe a few light showers, but again, no storm clouds by any stretch of the imagination, and things that were developing have since fizzled out and around the Enid area. So certainly good things to see for everyone who's got those garage sales taking place. Again, one of which is over at, going to be starting up around 1 o'clock out at 3124 Yorman Road. Also the one at 1712 Hilltop Drive. And then the other one taking place at the 1216 Meadow Drive. And then they've got a couple others going on around their street as well. But of course, this is Consumer Calls here on K1. Those phone numbers to call in, 918-336-1400, also 1-800-749-5936. With your items to buy, sell, trade, or giveaway here on this Saturday morning, those things we don't accept, they do include business advertising, license-owning vehicles along with real estate, guns and ammunition, and used bedding such as mattresses and box springs. Just give a quick rundown of the items. Of course, I mentioned those garage sales along with that. Someone looking for that Coleman camp stove at 918-213-5023. Got that Hammond organ for sale for $40, along with that four-star silverware for $40 in the original casing from the 1950s. Someone called in with that Washington County Republican Party meeting taking place this Monday at 6:30, free to the public at Crossing on 2nd Street. Sniper Pro running lawnmower being sold for $5,600, along with the granite countertops being sold for $900, and the chicken hatcher for $25 at 918-255-6508. Someone selling that Miller Bobcat welding generator for $3,000, along with the sidewalk hedging trimmer for $95. And then some pipe, some welding steel, and scrap metal. Just take a best offer on that at 918-536-4215. Someone looking for some plastic or clay pots, willing to trade some flowers for that at 918-440-4946. Someone also selling a Kenmore electric dryer for $65 and a Whirlpool electric dryer for $65. Both of these are heavy-duty, super-capacity white in color. Phone number, 918-327-1821. Also, that cast iron skillet being sold along with the griddle, 580-670-4222. Also, a garage sale going to be starting up around 1 o'clock or so at 3124 Yorman Road. With that, go ahead and take a quick commercial break with the temperature 60 degrees and the time 10:39.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Keeping your lawn and garden looking great is hard. It's even harder if you don't know what you're doing. Tune in Saturday mornings at 8 to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for the Green Country Gardener with our expert Larry Glass. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Kelly Banks Tree Service, Green Thumb Nursery, Peter's True Value Hardware, Jensen's Tractor Ranch, and United Rentals. Tune in Saturday mornings at 8 and sharpen your shovel for the Green Country Gardener on K1, the one you trust.
It's May, and it's Jeep Freedom Day at Bartlesville CDJR. Get a 2021 Jeep Renegade Sport. Sale price, $26,485, $5,500 down, 84 months, 0% financing, just $249 a month. The sales are great in May. Shop online, BartlesvilleCDJ.com. At Bartlesville CDJR, where you pick it out, and we work it out.
Well, no more than 2 minutes ago, I said it was just, you know, a few passing showers here and there. And one of those passing showers is now downtown Bartlesville as I look out the Osage Casino studio window, watching cars drive by, and they've got their windshield wipers on, I wouldn't say high, but certainly the medium range, and seeing those rain showers come down pretty good right now. Again, just a quick passing shower, shouldn't last more than 5 or 10 minutes or so downtown Bartlesville, but nonetheless, it is raining, so kind of jinxed it, I guess you might say, but like I said, just a quick passing shower. Shouldn't stick around too long, and like I said, nothing too severe. Matter of fact, someone just drove by with their window down. So, anyhow, it is raining, but nothing too bad at all. As those phone numbers to call into consumer calls, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. With any of your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away here on this Saturday morning, with the current time at 10:42, and like I said, that temperature currently sitting at 60 degrees. Today here on this Saturday. Of course, as I mentioned, we do have the Copan High School graduation coming up later today right here on K1. It's going to be taking place at 12:30 p.m. Of course, that is not going to be live. That is the recorded version from last night, so don't be going out and sitting in the rain. It will be live, it will be recorded and not live. Of course, it was a great night for those graduations. Myself, along with Joe Riddle, we were out in Pawhuska doing that graduation, and that was just a beautiful night for that. Of course, Evan, he was out in Dewey. Garrett was out in Copan, and Max was over in Oklahoma Union, and just a beautiful night for those graduations. I think all of them were outdoors, so just a great night for those. So glad we were able to do that. And like I said, Dewey's graduation was on K1TV.com, so if you'd like to go back and watch that, you can do so, the archived version at K1TV.com. You can do the same for Pawhuska's graduation at KPGMTV.com, as we were able to have video for both of those graduations, and it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. And of course, congratulations to all of those graduates out there, and as I just mentioned, Copan's graduation coming up right here on K1 at 12:30 p.m. here in about an hour and a half or 2 hours or so. And of course, later tonight here on K1, we will have St. Louis Cardinals baseball coming up for you. 6:45 pregame with about a 7:45 first pitch as they're taking on the San Diego Padres. Go ahead and just remind you that going on right now, here on this Saturday morning with the current time at 10:43. Not right now, later tonight. The Jesus Burger going to be held at the Grootville Ministries. Of course, it's located over at 411 West 14th Street here in Bartlesville. Of course, there's going to be free food, free clothing, and free love out there. Again, that's at the Jesus Burger, going to be held at the Get Real Ministries, 411 West 14th Street in Bartlesville. But going on right now is the Habitat for Humanity warehouse sale. That's taking place until noon over at 900 South Maple Street in Bartlesville. Going to be anything from high chairs to portable generators, appliances, furniture, and much more. Masks are required to be able to enter that. Over at the 900 South Maple is the address. Going on until noon today, so about another hour and 15 minutes to get out there. So certainly a great thing there to be able to go and check that out. Go ahead and take a quick commercial break here on this Saturday morning, and back with more of your phone calls, as we'll be here until noon right here on this Saturday.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to our best bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Start saving piles of cash right now on your new car, truck, or SUV from your Silverado City Roman Chevrolet Buick. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars by buying or leasing your next vehicle. Roman's offers a huge variety of specials, offers, and deals on your favorite vehicles. Get all the details today from one of Roman's friendly sales experts. Buy or lease from Roman Chevrolet Buick, 2313 West Main in Independence. Visit RomansGM.com today. Remember, Roman's delivers nationwide.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Why buy a Mr. Clean Car Wash membership?
An unlimited wash club. You pay that one price and you can come in once a day, every day of the month.
Keeping your vehicle clean every day.
It would be a great deal for the winter because we stay busy in the winter too. Once they purchase the club, we put a little sticker like a bike pass in their window. Pull up and it says, welcome back club member, and it gives them what car wash package they paid for. It gets charged on the first of every month and you can cancel at any time.
Mr. Clean. 2604 Southeast Washington Boulevard.
Now get the free vacuums.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3, where the current temperature sits at 60 degrees and the time sits at 10:47. Go ahead and run through the list of the items we've had on the show thus far as the rain continues to fall downtown Bartlesville. But as I said, just a quick passing shower. Going to have that for the next 5 or 10 minutes or so before it finally gets through the area probably. Had someone call in looking for that Coleman camp stove at 918-213-5023. Someone's selling that Hammond organ. It's electric, no pipes, has the dark wood trim for $40. Also that 4-star silverware in the original casing from the 1950s for $40 as well at 918-336-0315. Got the Snapper Pro riding lawnmower for $5,600. Has not been used very much. Also those granite countertops for $900, along with that chicken hatch for $25, 918-255-6508 for those items, along with the Miller Bobcat welding generator for $3,000, along with the sidewalk hedging trimmer for $95, also has some pipe, welding steel, and scrap metal. Let's make a best offer on that at 918-536-4215. Someone called in about the Washington County Republican Party monthly meeting taking place this Monday at 6:30. That is free and open to the public at Crossing on 2nd Street. You can get a new copy of the U.S. Constitution. And of course, John Ford and Debbie Cook will be speaking with that. A couple of garage sales taking place, one of which is at 1712 Hilltop Drive. Going to be going on until about 3 o'clock or so. Also, one at 1216 Meadow Drive. They mentioned how there are two or three other garage sales taking place on their street as well. So going out and check that out. Maybe wait till the rain passes, but then going out and check it out. Also, a garage sale taking place at 3124 Yorman Road. That's not going to start up until about 1 o'clock or so. But nonetheless, at the 3124 Yorman Road, again, not starting up until 1, maybe 1:30 or so later today. The same person selling a cast iron skillet with a griddle. If you're interested in that, call 580-670-4222. Someone selling some plastic needing some plastic or clay pots, willing to trade for some flowers at 918-440-4946. And someone selling a Kenmore electric dryer and a Kenmore electric dryer and a Whirlpool plastic dryer for $65 each at 918-327-1821. And with that, we'll take a phone call. You're on Consumer Calls today. How can I help you?
Is there looking for a small tractor with a backhoe attachment to some just do small jobs with? And also, I have a brand new wall tent stove, heating stove that still in a box. I need going to sell for those deer hunters or anybody else that needs it. It runs off of diesel. And I'm also got a 4x8 trailer, flatbed trailer for sale for $250.
Okay, so you've got that 4x8 flatbed trailer for sale for $250. You've also got that wall tent with a heating stove. Of course, that would be great for people who like to go out in the deer stands and such. You like to put a price on that at all?
Right, that's $100. Brand new, that's what I gave for it in the box. It's a military stove. If those who are in the military, remember the little group stove.
Okay.
So.
And then you're looking for a small tractor with an attachment to be able to go out and do different items with out in the field and such. And then what's the phone number?
It's 918-332-7047.
All right, 918-332-7047. We got you fixed up.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And with that, the time is 10:51, temperature 60 degrees. We've got open phone lines. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
With summer coming on, that means home painting projects. Peters True Value in Dewey has Easy Care 365 interior and exterior paint primer for $28.99 and up per gallon. Get Easy Care Woodsman exterior stain for natural or pre-treated wood for $41.99 and up per gallon. A gallon of Easy Care Platinum interior and exterior paint primer is $45.99 and up. And Peters has Easy Care Ultra Premium exterior and interior paint primer for $37.99 and up per gallon. Painting just got easier at Peters True Value in Dewey.
Kiko LLC, formerly Springs Global, has openings in production, sewing, and shipping positions. Apply in person, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 1560 Industrial Boulevard, Bartlesville. Kiko offers competitive wages, double overtime, attendance bonus, medical, dental, vision, life, and AD&D, long-term disability, and 401k with dollar-for-dollar match up to 7% of earnings. Health benefits begin the first day of the month following the date of hire. Vacation accrual begins immediately. Kiko is an equal opportunity employer.
Shop Tractor Supply, where you can get great products for great prices. Now you can download the Tractor Supply app from Google Play or the Apple App Store and enjoy shopping from your phone. Shop fast. Track your orders. Get guided curbside pickup and manage your profile and reward status all on your phone. That's the Tractor Supply app at your fingertips.
Hey guys, this is Vicki at Tractor Supply. Come on down and see me.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls here on K1. Of course, we've got cloudy skies downtown Bartlesville. It does appear to be possibly clearing in the west to an extent. Certainly no sun, but at least a little bit more clear skies. Not quite as dark, if nothing else, but still slightly raining downtown Bartlesville, but certainly not quite as heavy as it was a little bit earlier a few minutes ago. About those phone numbers to call into Consumer Calls today, 918-336-1400, also 1-800-749-5936. With any of your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, those few things we don't accept, they do include business advertising, licensed hunting vehicles along with real estate, guns and ammunition, and news bedding, such as mattresses and box springs. Just to remind you, we've got that Copan graduation coming up later today at 12:30 p.m. here on K1. Of course, that's the re-air of the graduation, recording, if you will. So I don't be going out to Copan to try to watch it live, because that did take place last night. But again, 12:30 here on K1, we'll have that aired for you. And then, of course, later tonight here on K1, we do also have St. Louis Cardinals baseball. 6:30 pregame and about 7:45 first pitch as the Cardinals are taking on the San Diego Padres later tonight. Ought to be a pretty good matchup as the Cardinals come in with a 23-16 record. Padres are 22-17, so two pretty evenly matched teams there, so ought to be a lot of fun. Be sure and tune in. Once again, K1 tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 first pitch out from San Diego. But this is Consumer Calls, just to run through a list of those items for those garage sales. Of course, get on out there and check things out before the best items get taken. Now, this is not starting up until 1:30, but there's a garage sale taking place at 3124 Yorman Road. Again, not opening up until about 1 o'clock or 1:30 or so. The same person selling a cast iron skillet. If you're interested in that, call 580-670-4222. Then those other couple garage sales, one of which is at 1712 Hilltop Drive. We've got a few tables, garden equipment, some clothing. Going to be there until about 3 o'clock or so. If the rain becomes an issue, they might close down early. But the other one is at 1216 Meadow Drive. They've got some men's clothing, men's boots, some rocking chairs. They did mention that there's a couple other garage sales taking place on their street as well, so go on out and check that out if you would like to before the rain hits later in the day as well. But we're about 5 minutes away from getting to some national and local news as well with our very own Tom Davis right here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Go ahead and take one last commercial break before we get to that news.
The annual OKM Music Festival in Bartlesville is celebrating its 37th season, June 10th through the 17th. It's time to get your game on with Grammy Award-nominated Tina Guo at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center, Sunday, June 13th, featuring music from popular video game, movie, and television soundtracks. There's something for everyone. For tickets and more information on OKM's 37th season, visit OKMMusic.org.
Business at Wheezy's Cafe is growing and they need help. If you're interested in working in the restaurant industry and need extra income, Wheezy's is looking for an assistant kitchen manager, full and part-time cooks, and full and part-time wait staff. Work in a positive atmosphere at Wheezy's Cafe. Apply in person at 328 Dewey Avenue in downtown Bartlesville.
As I mentioned, just a couple minutes away from getting some national and local news as well with our very own Tom Davis, but still a few minutes to take your phone calls here on K1. Of course, we're going to be here for another hour as well, taking those phone calls at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 with any of your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. I just want to remind you that there are a couple of events going on today. Be sure and go out and check those out. Of course, one of those is the Habitat for Humanity Warehouse Sale. Going to be going on for another hour or so. That's at the 900 South Maple Street in Bartlesville. They've got anything from a Tyler bed along with the high chairs, portable generators, appliances, furniture, and much more. Masks are required for entrance. Once again, that is at 900 South Maple Street here in Bartlesville. So we're going out and check that out. And then later tonight, going to be an awesome event there with the Jesus Burger, going to be held at 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Get Real Ministries. Of course, that's over at 411 West 14th Street here in Bartlesville. Of course, they're going to have free food along with free clothing as well. So a great event there, 6 p.m. this evening at the parking lot of Get Real Ministries, 411 West 14th Street in Bartlesville. So we're going out and check that out. Of course, a great fundraiser going on tomorrow as well from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Delaware Community Center in Delaware, Oklahoma. That's going to be a chicken and noodle fundraiser, $8 per meal. Carry out or dine-in is available. Again, this is for Bentley James Kimball at the Delaware Community Center between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow. There's a few events going on in and around the listening area this weekend, so be sure and go on out and check those out. As we've got about 90 seconds left until we get to that news that I just mentioned. Talk about some of those. I'm sure Tom will mention some of those graduations that took place. Of course, one of those was a Dewey that you heard right here on K1. If you'd like to go back and listen to that once again, you can do so at K1TV.com. Of course, it was aired on K1TV, so you can certainly watch it. Be a lot of fun there. Also, Pahuskas was on KPGMTV.com, so you can go back and rewatch that as well. And, of course, later today, like I mentioned, at 12:30 p.m., we will have the re-air of the Copan graduation for you to listen to as well. Thank you to Garrett Giles for going out and recording that. And of course, Evan was up in Dewey last night. I was over in Pahuska. Of course, Max Gross was over in Oklahoma Union doing that. Of course, we had that over on K-Rig last night. And so I had a lot of fun. And like I've said, congratulations to all the graduates out there. And I wish you guys the best of luck in your future endeavors in the future. But the temperature currently sits at 60 degrees. It's risen about 2 degrees since I got in here. It was 58 degrees when I first walked in here. But with those clouds, not going to raise much today, I don't believe. Going to be humid, but the temperature not going to raise a ton throughout the day. But anyhow, time to get to some national and local news as well, right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. As I mentioned, we've got another hour left to take your phone calls right here on Consumer Calls, as we're going to be here until noon taking those phone calls. So be sure and stay tuned for the next hour.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. New mask guidance from the CDC has states and businesses scrambling to figure out what to do now